This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
If anybody out there has a secret, you better hope Pablo Torre doesn't find out, because Pablo Torre is on a journalistic run that we haven't seen since maybe the 60s when it comes to sports. As this morning, he put out the latest edition of his podcast, Pablo Torre Finds Out, and he has tracked down over like 1,800 documents and like seven off-the-record witnesses, evidence that Kawhi Leonard, when he signed with the LA Clippers, was given basically a no-show job slash endorsement with a now defunct tree farm or something like that out of LA that is linked to Steve Ballmer. And what I can only say was a legit, when I saw that this morning, a holy bleep, I don't know how to respond to this. I did not see this coming.
I think why people like me and you like these stories so much is that because in the sports world, we've just seen so much. And in the sports world often repeats itself in many ways, right? Mm-hmm. This is different. This is very, now we've had rumors of different things like this. I mean, for years it was, why is Tom Brady only making $10 million playing for the Patriots?
Yeah.
And then people are like, well, he has to take a discount so that he can pay other players.
Ultimate team player.
Sure he is. Yeah, exactly right. Meanwhile, we long speculated that there was a lot of kickbacks and a lot of payment going his direction. Just no one ever could prove it. And so being able to not only have Clippers employees go, again, unnamed Clippers employees, but people going on the record with Pablo and saying that this was a direct payment to do nothing and just be a part of the Clippers is wild.
I do just love, like, it, and I'm sure that I am just at the age where I'm noticing this, because I think every generation gets to an age where they notice how people receive new information. Watching people react to journalism in a positive way is really funny to me. Like, man, he just tracked down this paper trail, and he found the smoking gun. He got on the record with one of those voice modulators, and obviously being blacked out, he got somebody to go on the record and explain that they were basically told, like, no, this is a payoff for Kawhi. He's not going to show up. It doesn't really mean anything. And I'm like, yeah, this is what journalism's supposed to be, not Adam Schefter or Shams Charania just saying, what would you like me to put in your press release for you?
Yeah, and that's what's interesting about this. So these are the little pushbacks that we're having from the idea that we're supposed to just kind of take in our sports and just enjoy it for what it is and never really question when shady things or things that aren't on the up and up happen.
And here's the thing, because I think the NBA's reaction to this is going to be very telling, Because on one hand, you know, people have pointed to the Minnesota Timberwolves and how they skirted, of all the players, by the way, for Joe Smith. Love Joe Smith. Nice player. Former number one pick in the NBA draft. Pretty mid-forward, if we're talking, if we're being honest. Mm-hmm. They lost like five first-round picks, had a big penalty, and I think the Joe Smith deal got negated. In the CBA, there's a couple different levels of offenses, but the NBA could clearly just void the contract of Kawhi Leonard while hoisting a big fine up on the Clippers, while also potentially taking away draft picks. Here's the problem. I don't know NBA owners want to go this deep into this route, because I'm going to go out on a limb there and say it's a pretty widely known practice that once you sign with a team, you also magically get these endorsements with teams that are with businesses that endorse your team. I'm going to go ahead and say, if we start digging around that pile of manure, a lot of it's going to come up pretty stinky.
Yeah, and that's why usually a lot of this stuff never ends up seeing the light of day, because it's a lot of owners protecting owners. Now, Ballmer's an exception in this, in that everyone knows he's psychotic to begin with, and I mean that in an endearing way.
Endearing psychopath.
Yes, if there is such a thing, that's how I meant it to come across, because he's very likable. He's somebody that I would want. Like, I want this as my owner. I want the guy that's going to find a way to pay extra money to land a superstar. Are you kidding me? Like, there's no part of me that hates this, but there is the part of me that thinks, oh boy, this is. Like, imagine what he was trying to offer up to someone like LeBron, for instance. How deep does this go?
So LeBron was the first person I thought of.
He offered like $300 million dollars to just do no-show appearances?
And not in Miami. And not in L.A. The first time I thought...
Gilbert to bring him back?
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense, that you'd be like, well, LeBron just... Anytime somebody's like, he came back because he just cares, it's like, that's not how life works. I don't know if you've realized, there's not a lot of caring going out there in the capitalistic system, so maybe there were some shenanigans there. Now, there were very real reasons why LeBron came back with his legacy and how he changed his legacy. It doesn't mean that if we do this for Kawhi Leonard, you have to do this with every single other major superstar, and not just the NBA,
about that. From that perspective, and I'll mention Dan in a second because he's worth $35 billion, but Ishbia in Phoenix, right? He buys that team, and then instantaneously, I mean, Booker was already there, but then all of a sudden, Kevin Durant is there, Bradley Beal's there. All of a sudden, Phoenix has all these big-time players, and it's like, wait a second. The guy that's worth about as much money as Dan Gilbert is, and his big foe, he couldn't have spent out a couple extra $100 million to try to make sure that the Suns were relevant. It blew up in his face, but for sure that was on the table.
I'll just say this. I would be really surprised if the hammer was dropped. Not just because other NBA owners don't want to do this. I don't know how many NBA fans are actually going to be outraged.
So that's the other side of this. Like, when I hear it, I'm like, whoa, okay, you want to pay these guys even more money than you can? Yeah, it's not great because we got a cap and you got to adhere to that. But like, if other owners are signing up to pay that much extra in millions, okay.
Well, and I think, to me, I just thought it was weird that Kawhi Leonard, who's played about 40% of the games he's eligible to in L.A., the idea that he was like $50 million a year isn't going to cut it. I'm going to need an extra $7 million a year was pretty wild.
What you feel bad for is if, like, before Haslam bought into the Bucks ownership was about as poor of an ownership as you can find in the NBA.
I always felt bad for him.
But the reason why they brought in Haslam is because they
were single billionaires.
They had a hard time paying off the contracts that they currently had given out. So, like, it was tough. It was so, like, in that scenario, though, like, if you're a Bucks fan, you're like, yeah, you got a hammer. What happened with the Clippers? Because you know you can't really copy that.
Yeah, I think that's
until
where,
Haslam takes complete control. That is,
like, I thought it was interesting that the general reaction was an outrage to the Clippers thing. It was I dare say there was many NBA fans going, well, I don't want to find out what my team did, as much as there are NBA owners not wanting what their team did out there in the public as well. I think this is in the end where this is going to land is. It's so blatant, and you cannot deny how viral this story went.
It's the biggest story of the day.
I do not, and I think it's going to continue because, as we've seen with Pablo, he's really good at stringing the stories out and releasing more information and subsequent videos.
And just when you think it's done, then there's another layer to it.
So I do think there's going to have to be some pound of flesh given. I think it's going to be perfunctory, though, and I'd be really, really surprised if anything other than just like, what's it like? I would honestly be really surprised if Kawhi's contract was negated on this. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't more of like a Steve Ballmer specific, like, all right, Steve, you got to forfeit $5 million, a first round pick, and you have to serve a suspension as governor for 3 months or something trivial like that.
The other side of this I find really interesting is just thinking about how ESPN's article on this has been handled relative to how the NFL stuff that Pablo and Mike Florio did was handled. Because remember, the ESPN webpage basically just pretended like anything he did with the NFLPA in that report just didn't exist and didn't happen
until their guy reported.
Their guy did it, until Caitlin Kaur came out and had her own report and everything like that. But that was a whole 2 weeks after the fact. And what's interesting is that with the NBA side of ESPN, they're like, they're right on it and they're crediting Pablo and they're like, this is, he found out all the dirt, here you go.
Also, don't love, I'm reading I have the Baxter Holmes piece on ESPN. A podcaster and former ESPN contributor. You can go, there's a J word you could throw in there, journalist. You could do that. Podcaster feels, every which way that ESPN attributes other journalists that have left them feels really, really kind of put down.
It was just a surprise they even acknowledged he used to work there.
That's fair. It's a step in the right direction.
I was like, okay,
but
good
referring to Pablo as just a podcaster, they should have feels done, like they're missing the point.
They should have done hosted a show with Bomani Jones that literally nobody watched and got canceled because of poor ratings. But that one wouldn't have hit the same way.
Pablo Torre, who's a better journalist than anybody we have on staff. That guy. Yeah, he's reporting. That feels like a better way of saying this.
Well, that might upset some of the staff members.
Specifically Adam Schefter.
That one might be. All of a sudden, Wright Thompson calls up and is like, wait a second, what did I hear over there?
I'm not going to take a shot at Wright Thompson. It was there.
You can't.
It was there.
Oh, he wants to.
But we love Wright Thompson on this show, even though Pablo's a better journalist. AshleyBass.cleveland.com. Does she think a Browns Week 1 win is more likely than a Browns Week 1 blowout? We'll ask her in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. To talk about this game, to talk about the mysterious Mike Hall. So many different things. We head out to the fan hotline and welcome on of Cleveland.com. She joins us every single Tuesday. It's Wednesday, Nick. Every single Wednesday at 3:20, Ashley Bastock. Ashley, welcome to the show.
You know, you had me second-guessing right now what day it was. So we're just at that time of the year, I think.
Yeah, I also haven't worked a five-day work week in like 3 weeks because I've taken a couple Fridays off to have my daughter's marching band performances to be able to see those. So I don't know what day it is or what time of day it is. I'm very confused, Ashley.
That's so, so valid. I mean, I'm constantly having to double-check the date, remind myself of the day of the week. Part of me is like, I just should write a post-it note on my computer every day and say, today is Wednesday. Today is Thursday.
I got to buy post-it notes too, because that would help me very much.
What hit? Now I'm thinking of Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion with the post-it notes.
I've never seen that movie.
I think you'd like that movie a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
Ashley, I know you love
like
that movie, right?
Yep, it's a great movie. She invented post-its.
Oh. Well, now I do have to watch that. Ashley, which week one
don't
result?
Don't beat yourself up over it. It's okay.
I was very upset. Which week one result would surprise you more, a Browns win or the Browns getting blown out?
You know, I'm going to actually go with the Browns getting blown out. I genuinely have a hard time ever picking the Bengals against the Browns. I don't think that I've ever picked them to beat the Browns in my time on the beat. I think even typically, when this team is having some down years, they usually get one win against the Bengals. Last year was a bit tougher. I got proven wrong. But I do think we know the reasons largely, right? The Bengals don't have a good offensive line. Myles Garrett typically feasts in these games. I'm really curious what kind of pressure they're going to be able to create against Joe Burrow. When the Bengals have gotten them, you know, it helps when you have Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Joe Burrow, obviously. But I really think we don't make our picks until Thursday. Where I sit now, I feel like I'm picking the Browns to win this game regardless. So it would surprise me to just see them come out, get steamrolled at home against a division opponent when they are fairly healthy. The Browns themselves are fairly healthy for once. It just would surprise me a lot just given the recent history of this matchup, and I think they're due for one. The Bengals have won 4 out of the last 5. This feels like a Browns win to me.
I think there's a couple things that are just keeping in the back of my brain. The idea that Stefanski last year, obviously the Cowboys game, everyone came in with high aspirations, and then it got blown out of the water there. Ravens game a few years ago, week 1, same type of story, and just get blown out. And that's in there, and then also the idea that Joe Burrow can just score at will last year, anytime he wanted to, and the idea that you're going to see Greg Newsome potentially matched up against, and oftentimes, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and a lot of these guys in roles. I just think the MJ Emerson injury was huge. I'm just a little worried overall, Ashley. I am.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to be worried about this secondary because they are a little bit into their depth already. I mean, I do think the MJ Emerson loss is a huge deal. God forbid for them if anything happens to Denzel Ward. I think they would be in serious trouble. The front of this defense would be great, but if I'm an offensive coordinator, I would just be throwing against that secondary all game long if something were to happen to Denzel Ward. But, you know, I think, too, like to the Greg Newsome point, Greg historically hasn't played terribly against the Bengals. He's one of those guys that gets up for these matchups. I mean, even his rookie year, Joe Burrow picked on him quite a bit. And I don't have the stats in front of me, but I know I've written about it in the past because it was actually a really good performance by him. And most of his targets were going against Jamar Chase. So I think there are legit reasons to be concerned. However, the other interesting part about Browns-Bengals matchups is, you know, historically, in recent history, they don't necessarily tell us a ton in the big picture about either team. I always think back to the 2021 game in Cincinnati. It was a huge Browns win. It felt like they had turned a corner after Odell Beckham Jr. had forced his way out that week before. And ultimately, it really kind of meant nothing. They went on to win a couple more games. I think sometimes, from the Browns' perspective, beating the Bengals can be fool's gold and vice versa, quite honestly. So I wouldn't overreact to this game either way. I do think, though, just because I'm saying they're going to win, like, JP, your concerns are not invalidated by that because, you know, coming into week 2, I doubt I would pick them to beat the Ravens. Like, we're going to see these things change a lot as they go opponent to opponent.
Well, let's not forget the Halloween game where the Browns made Joe Burrow look like Jeff Driscoll.
Yes, like that is the other prime example where, again, 2022, we think, oh, they've done it. They've figured some things out. They've turned a corner, and then you come back after the bye week, and it was just a disaster down in Miami. So we've seen things like this before with them, and that's why I tend to be wary. But I do just tend to favor the Browns against the Bengals because I think their matchup edge between this D-line and that O-line can be really stifling for their offense.
Ashley, have your expectations for the Browns in terms of wins and losses changed over the last 3 months?
You know, when was 3 months ago? That's my first question.
Let me find a post-it real quick.
Yeah, early June. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say no. I think, like, their floor and ceiling, I kind of think of as the same. Like, I think the best we could hope for them would be about, like, 9 wins, and that is truly, like, an everything-going-right situation. And the ceiling, the floor, the basement, I mean, like, 3 wins is what they had last year, so, like, why not set it at that for me? So I think they're probably going to fall somewhere in there. Look, this is a really hard schedule. And this is a team that doesn't have a sure answer at quarterback. It's always hard to win in the NFL when you have those factors. And the other thing they have to do, as I've talked about every single week, is protect the football. If they're going to turn the football over, you know, it's like 90% of the time in the NFL. If you lose the takeaway battle, you're going to lose the game. Like, that just tells the story of so many games. And I think a lot of times people don't want to oversimplify it, and maybe it is a little bit, but I do think that is going to be such a key for them. That'll really determine if they're going to be the best versions of themselves. But look, this is a team that, quite honestly, I go into the year thinking the most important long-term goal for them is figuring out how exactly they're going to use these 2 first-round picks next year. And that, to me, is kind of how you need to determine their success. It's not going to be a team that goes to the Super Bowl, necessarily. Like, that's not going to be success like in other recent years. So it's an interesting spot to be in. But I really think it's a year where you kind of have to be focused on the future if you're them.
Well, on that then, what was your read into Jimmy Haslam not only being a...
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Ohio State game, but also taking Andrew Berry to the LSU game as well.
Yeah, I think like that stuff is kind of standard, right? At this time of the year, I think we knew they were going to be there. I would have been shocked if they were not there. I think we're going to see stuff like that. I think they're going to be represented, even if it's not by those two. They're going to be represented at any of these big-time games and watching some of these big-time quarterbacks, because for the scouting people and everything, the draft prep like starts now, right? It actually probably started last year in some cases. So, yeah, I wasn't surprised at all that we saw them there. I think we'll see more of it as the schedule kind of allows.
Ashley, do we have any update on Mike Hall Jr., including what the hell is going on?
We do not have an update yet. But look, I think the thing with Mike Hall, for me, it was an obvious good sign that he didn't start the year on PUP, where, you know, you have to miss the requisite four games or whatever it is. So that means to me, since they didn't start him out there, that they think he's going to be ready before then. You know, it's impossible to get an update. We asked Kevin about injuries today, and he said he's not ready to talk that far in advance going into Sunday. So, look, we won't know. And you know, I think probably not seeing him out there today, my gut feeling, and this is just strictly a gut feeling, would be it'd probably be pretty hard for him to play on Sunday if he's not getting a full week of practice ahead of time. But I don't think long-term it necessarily means anything. I think the move that told us something was them not putting him on PUP to start the year.
How peculiar do you find the Quinshon Judkins situation? And not only just the idea that we don't have any information, but it doesn't feel like the Browns are really giving us much information, and I don't really know what to think.
Yeah, I find it extremely peculiar, right? Because we're truly not getting anything. And it's like no matter who you ask, whether it's Kevin Stefanski or their assistant GMs, Glenn Cook and Catherine Hickman, who we've talked to, everyone's giving the same answer of we have no update, and that's like all they're saying. And, you know, I think they are not typically too keen to tell us much of anything. But I do think sometimes that's where that communication strategy just does not play out well for you, because it leaves room to a lot of speculation, right? Because now we're all sitting here like, what's the deal? Is it something with the contract? Are they still arguing over guaranteed money? But like, it's almost like if it was those things or it was something like that, like, why as the team are you not just saying, oh, we still have a few things to iron out, but we're confident he's going to be out here soon? Like something like that, I think, would be the better strategy if that's what's going on. So with them, it's just hard to tell, like, is that what's going on and they're just not saying, or is something else not going on? So, yeah, it's definitely been a situation where it's just impossible to get anything out of anyone, no matter how you ask a question. So I do continue to find it peculiar as this gets dragged on and wonder really what is the holdup at this point.
Ashley, given that even if Quinshon signed today, it'd be very unlikely he'd play on Sunday, in the interim, while we wait for him to get signed, and certainly while we wait for the NFL to rule on whatever they might rule on with him, how do you expect the Browns to handle the running back position between Jerome Ford, Dylan Sampson, and Raheem Sanders?
Yeah, you know, I think Jerome Ford right now, to me, just seems poised to be the primary back. And Dylan Sampson, I think, is going to be mostly that third down guy, right? I think they don't want to put too much on his plate. Jerome has played in this role before. Plus, Dylan Sampson, he's a different style running back. He's smaller. He's shiftier. I think that really is a guy who is not going to be served well as your primary back. You want him in more of that third down role. So I expect that and Raheem Sanders to come in when ready to give guys a blow, that sort of thing. But I do think Jerome Ford is going to wind up getting a bulk of those carries for them right now. And we've talked to him about that all training camp. And again, it's a role he's found himself in unexpectedly in each of the last few years, right? Going back to Nick Chubb initially injuring his knee. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, it's interesting to me, though, of course, because he's the guy who took a pay cut. He's getting paid about half as much as he would have been paid in order to help fill out this running back room, stay here. And now he's in a larger role than I think anybody expected.
I saw your colleague, Mary Kay Cabot, and our friend, the Browns will go to Gabriel without hesitation. What do you feel like that means, going to Gabriel without hesitation, at least for Joe Flacco?
Well, I think it like kind of becomes that situation of if Joe Flacco is turning the football over, or if you're losing games, or especially if you're losing games because of him turning the football over, this football team really likes Dylan Gabriel. I think they have been in love with his processing since even before they drafted him. And I think they wouldn't hesitate in the sense that, look, we're going to see him, I think, at some point eventually. The Haslam's talked about wanting to see these rookies play. Again, I think in terms of figuring out what you're going to want to do with those first-round picks, you're going to have a better idea of what you have in Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. So, like, I do think it's not out of the question to see them at some point, because people have talked about wanting to see all of these quarterbacks play. So I do think it's something, especially with the – I always come back to the turnovers with Joe, though. That's, like, the first thing to keep an eye on is – how many interceptions is he throwing? Because we know it was a problem for him, obviously, in the wild card loss here and when he was with the Colts last year.
Ashley, real quick, we have about 45 seconds. When is the earliest time you could see the Browns turning to Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders?
You know, I think Dylan Gabriel would be up first of all. I'll start with that. And for me right now, I really have my eye after that London game in week 5. I think that's kind of like a natural turning point, so to speak. So if I had to guess right now, that's fascinating to me. But a sneaky, I guess, another point we could look at would be as early as week 3 with now Micah Parsons coming to town. And we could see, I don't know, that's going to be a tough matchup. So after that, but I would still stick with after week 5 and that game against Minnesota in London.
Ashley, great stuff. Appreciate you. And this time next week, we'll actually be talking about real football that's been played by the Cleveland Browns. Can't wait for it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com, as she does every Wednesday at 3:20. I know the day of the week sometimes. On the fan hotline there, we'll react to what she had to say on the hopeometer in Cleveland. Appears to be shockingly low, according to one outlet. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. which week one result would surprise you the most for the Browns? Browns get a win or the Browns get blown out? The updated numbers there, by the way, 170 votes at afternoon, 923 FAN, 52% of which saying a blowout would surprise them more than a Browns win. We'll ask Ross Tucker of that. Where I will meet you in the middle is,
yes,
if this was reversed and you played Baltimore this week, I probably would just go ahead and take Baltimore, even if it was a 10-point line or something crazy like that.
Well, you love a poll that ends up being almost a 50-50 split. We are very, very 50-50 close.
50-50 polls.
We are very, very close to,
you know,
being a 50-50 poll. What's
50-50
that?
50-50 raffles.
Oh, I love a 50-50 raffle. What do you mean you don't like a 50-50 raffle?
I've been playing them like you wouldn't believe at the Wadsworth football games.
I love 50-50 raffles.
Like,
I'm a sucker for 50-50 raffles.
It's a great raffle. They do a great job. It's for a good cause, yada, yada, yada. The problem is I've never even gotten the first number right. You know, like, I just want to get the first three numbers right. I want to feel that build of like, oh, that you would have if you won $600-700.
But at least you're at a high school football game doing the 50-50 raffles. I do them at sporting events. And
that is a sporting event.
No, I'm sorry. Major league sporting events.
Oh, sorry about that, Nick Shooter.
Sorry, high school football. My bad. I'm sorry. I look at that event as your kid's band event is what I look at that as more than anything else. I'm trying to save it.
That's a very dismissive look.
I'm trying to save it.
I know what? You grew up in Illinois where high school football isn't a thing. You just go out there and just like
it's really
have
not.
A peace circle it, or
it's,
something
it's
like
really
that.
It's really not. Not compared to Ohio and not compared to Texas where I've lived. Ohio high school football is very, very close, but Texas high school football is just another level.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Ohio people always get mad when I say that. You guys care about high school football.
Ohio State's better than Illinois and we'd be fine.
I did say that.
Yeah, and then you went the extra step, which was, but Texas is a little bit better.
Well, I lived in Texas too, so like I have to account for all of the places that
Wyoming?
I lived. No, Montana. I lived in Montana. You keep saying
There's
Wyoming.
No difference.
You
There's
keep making it up
no
as if I lived in Wyoming.
There's 12 people and more bears than people. I'm sorry, it's the same damn place.
Didn't really care for in Montana high school football.
Okay, what
like
about
a joke.
Kansas? You lived there, didn't you?
I did live in Kansas.
Okay.
They care about it. They care about it to a high level, actually, in
but
Kansas.
But there's like nine, aren't there nine kids in the field at any given point?
No, that now
it's
we're
like
back to Montana.
Football.
Now we're back to Montana, where it was like a lot of seven
no,
on seven.
And then, no, and that's it was, nine it was, kids you know. And then two bears on each side. The bears are the equalizers.
One of them is Greg Marshall. We don't even know how he got out there.
Hey, never forget those kids.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChooseProvera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So the point is,
fought bravely.
Is that you have better odds at a high school football game. Like, at least you're doing it in the sense where you can have a real chance of winning.
Tell that to my last 2 weeks. I've gotten smoked.
I do 50-50 at pro stadiums knowing I have no chance of winning, but I still love it. I love a 50-50.
I feel like 50-50s at pro stadiums are the most fruitless of fruitless exercises. But that's exactly what the last two weeks have felt
like. It's kind of like you playing the Powerball, though. You just kind of resign yourself to the idea that you're never going to
I do not.
I know you have not resigned yourself.
You are so cut out of the... Because I'm going to be like Oprah when I win tonight. It's 1.4 Billy, baby. I am going to be...
I've known you for 10 years.
And I'm going every to be week, Oprah.
Every week I get what you would do with the Powerball. This is going to be the week that
not
you win
every
the Powerball.
Week, that's hyperbole.
To the point
that every week it's 1.4 billion.
To the point that if you actually do one day win the Powerball, my brain's not going to know what to do with it. I'd be very, very happy for you. But the part of my brain would be like, wait, so I guess I just have to say things out loud for like a decade and then they just happen.
You're just not going to know what's going to happen because I'm there. If you know, that means you're getting some of the cash in one way or another, even if it's just $50, you're getting some part of the money. You've been such a negative Nancy about me winning the Powerball.
That is the rudest thing in the world, by the way. The idea that you could win the Powerball and give someone $50.
That would be the funniest
That's
thing.
That's meaner than giving them nothing.
Why?
And just forgetting about them because you just won $1.4 billion. Oh,
I'm not going to tell him how much I won.
Let me give you a nice $50.
Like, it'll be a crisp $50
bill. You even set it up to where you have an attorney call them and everything. Like, Nick would like to leave you some money. And he thinks that this would be, you're going to really like what he's going to leave you.
Yeah, you got to build on this.
And this person's like, in their mind, they're like, is it $100,000?
The attorney calls and says, you have to be at this location at this time because you're going to receive a payout from the $1.4 billion $1.4 billion jackpot. You've been selected by the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just going to be me, and it's going to be like The Bachelor, but instead of a rose, you get an envelope.
Yeah.
All right, there's going to be candles lit, maybe a small orchestra.
Candles lit, okay.
And then my great joy is getting to see people who open that bad boy, and it's like you got $250,000 a year for the next 29 years. While also getting to see the people that it's a crisp $50 bill.
I'm thinking you show up.
You are now $50 bill.
You show up and it's the naked Asian guy in The Hangover jumping out of the car. And then he also follows it up by kicking you in the stones.
Okay.
That's what happens there.
But then you get $50.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the meanest thing you could do to somebody after winning $1.4 million.
So what, at what point?
That's what you do to your enemies.
At what point does it stop being insulting? That sounds very like forceful of me. I meant it as an honest question.
I had to genuinely think about it.
$1,000? If I give you $1,000?
$1,000 still seems considerate. You just won $1.4 billion, though. We have to put it in proper
perspective. Yeah, but you just got $1,000 you didn't have.
No, that's why it's still considerate. It's not. It's no longer mean. It stops being mean somewhere around, I don't know, $100. It's still mean at $100.
I think $100's really funny. It's just as funny as $50.
No, I think so, too. I'm trying to figure out how high you... It's not that much more than that, though. And then it starts... But, like, even still, if somebody you knew won $1.4 billion, and they're like, here's this sweet check for $250.
Oh, no, it'd be cash.
You'd look at it, oh, great, I got... Yeah, yeah, they're great. I'm not
putting my bank information out there for $250.
You'd look at it and be like, I get we weren't the closest of friends, but $250? Out of $1.4 billion?
Listen, I've got a appropriate size
that would be
list.
Tough. That would be tough.
Of people in my life whose lives would change, right? My mom would never have to work a day again in her life. My in-laws would never have to work a day.
I'd make sure my brothers, my sister's in-law, mm-hmm.
they'd be taken care of. My nieces and nephews would never have to worry about paying for college ever again. And then there would be a just smaller list. I'm going to call it my spite list. And you might be on it after your negative Nancy thing with the whole lottery thing, because I got to show you somehow. But there's a list.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You wouldn't be. I promise you.
Well, I was crushed for that, like, 10 seconds.
No. Okay, now you are on the list. Now you are on the list just to see your face. But you'll also be on the other list. I just won't tell you for like 6 months.
Yeah, well, know that I'm the originator of the $50 list, and I will be pissed if that's how that goes down.
Now, see, the problem is,
Now if you did it to me. I mean, after this conversation, it'd be really funny.
But my problem is, I can't do this to you without also doing this to Elise. And she's the sweetest human being in the world. I do not want to piss her off. It's the nice people that I fear of getting upset. I've seen you mad before. I'll make you mad again. What time is it? I'll make you mad again today. I'm not afraid of that. No, Elise getting pissed? Low key, it's the same thing with Vanessa. When Vanessa gets really mad, I'm like, I guess I'll simmer down now. You could be on both lists though.
Elise doesn't like being on list. Historically, that's not good.
Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.